Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Laxville Live. I'm your host, Dan Power. Got a great show lined up for tonight. If you tuned in last week, you got a little bit of a preview history of the MCLA. Going to dig down into the guts of the MCLA just a little bit more here tonight, getting into some of the specific conferences inside the MCLA. Specifically tonight, going to cover the Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference. That's a great conference, especially on the Division II side. We'll get into that. Encourage you fans to call in if you have any questions, comments, played in the MCLA, played in the UMLL, or the UMLC as it is now. If you're an old lacrosse warhorse like I am and you were in the early MCLA days with the one division, give us a call. Our guest call-in number is 347-269-0095. Once again, our guest call-in number is 347-826-9095. Like I was saying earlier, we've got a great show lined up. Laxville Live, we talk a lot about the MCLA lacrosse association, the Men's Collegiate Lacrosse Association specifically is what the MCLA is. It's specifically a club level that over 200 colleges and universities throughout the United States and Canada participate in. Very high level of play. A lot of D1, 2, and 3 varsity transfers come down to play, and it's also become a stepping stone for these schools to jump from the MCLA up to Division 1, 2, and 3 varsity levels. Maybe the most notable is University of Michigan jumping from MCLA Division 1 up to the Division 1 level. I think this is year 3 or 4 now for the University of Michigan at the Division 1 varsity level, and every year they've improved as a program. So that's great to see coming from the MCLA. And it's just another testament to the brand of lacrosse that's being played. You're having more and more guys getting professional looks in the MLL and the NLL coming out of the MCLA. So that's great as well. Specifically, I want to talk about the conferences tonight. Altogether, there are 10 conferences in the MCLA on the Division I and Division II side. And specifically tonight, we're going to touch base on what used to be the Upper Midwest Lacrosse League, now the Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference. And especially on the Division II side, it's a powerhouse conference. And we'll get into the Division II side of things in a little while here. Specifically, the Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference, it consists of 6 Division I teams, 5 Division II teams, covering Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. So you got a 4-state region there with very, very good lacrosse. And just excited to have been a part of that. Going back to the early days of the MCLA, you know, back in the Stone Age when I played, it was all one division, and our conference tournament was comprised of both teams from the University of Minnesota to St. John's to St. Thomas to Minnesota Duluth to Iowa State, all playing for one conference championship. Very competitive, but whoever the winner was coming out of that conference was gonna have their work cut out for them in the national tournament because of the competitiveness of that conference. You know, at the time, teams just beat up on each other, and it was a grind every single week of the regular season and into the conference playoffs. Now it's broken into two divisions, Division One and Division Two. And why don't we do this? Why don't we just get things started off by talking about UMLC Division One? If there's any of you guys out there that have played UMLC club ball, I encourage you to call in. This is more of a breakdown show, but I certainly am not going to turn away your calls. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-9095. The call-in, if you're a player, coach, fan, call in and tell us about your experiences. Comprising the Upper Midwest Division One representation is five teams, five schools. They are Iowa State Cyclones, Minnesota State University Mankato Mavericks, the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, St. Cloud State Huskies, and Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Now, just talking about those five schools right away, two teams jump out at you right away, University of Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth. Now, there's a ton of history between those two schools, and I will touch on that history here as we go on. When I played in the late 90s and early 2000s, it was a huge grind between the University of Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth. And I think of the 4 years I played was dominated by the University of Minnesota. The Gophers had outstanding teams coached by Chris Larson. Anybody involved in Minnesota lacrosse knows Chris Larson, knows all the great things he's done for the University of Minnesota, for the sport of lacrosse in general, and always been a battle with Minnesota Duluth. Always had great coaching up at Minnesota Duluth as well. You had Rob Graff up there for a very long time. Another very, very big name in Minnesota lacrosse. Can't say enough great things about what he's done for the program up there. And although Larson and Graff have both moved on from coaching universities, both still heavily involved in each university's programs and in Minnesota lacrosse in general. Can't thank them enough for what they've done for the program. Iowa State has had another long tradition in lacrosse. When I was a part of it, we had some great battles with the Cyclones, especially a notable tournament down in Ames. Iowa State, some really good battles down there in that tournament, along with the Cyclones and University of St. Thomas. In a very physical battle, a story perhaps for another show, but a memorable tournament nonetheless, very competitive, a lot of fun to play in. Just fun to be on the campus of Iowa State down in Ames. You know, Minnesota State Mankato, that program has made tons of strides, especially in the last 3 to 4 years. Nothing but great things coming from them. We'll get into their history a little bit. St. Cloud State is another program that has been around even from my playing days. So you can just see, you know, from the late 1990s, just a lot of tradition-rich programs here in the Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference on the Division One side. You know, a lot of these teams have been around, you know, from the early 80s, and they still have a proud alumni tradition, and a lot of people that get very, very heavily involved and are deeply rooted in these programs. So it's very, very nice to see that the tradition is still being carried on by these five Division One teams. Get into a little breakdown of each team right now. You know, looking at Iowa State, they're always a middle of the pack, you know, type of team. They've got a loyal group of players and a good core group of leaders. You know, every year, you know, they're predominantly a middle of the pack type of team. You know, in such a tough University of Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth. You know, being very, very tough. And the University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes stealing some players you know, out of Ames doesn't help recruiting matters, and so it's pretty tough to recruit down there. But they do have a great tradition in Ames, and they take a lot of pride in their program. They always used to host a great tournament down there. I was talking about earlier how we went down there and played Iowa State and St. Thomas and Wisconsin Lacrosse at the time. And just a blast. They were a great host, and we had a ton of fun going down there and playing. You know, the guy looks like this year on the roster they've got, you know, 16 players, a little bit down for them. That's an unofficial number of, you know, players having, you know, return players and lots of good numbers. And you know, I'm going to assume, you know, once the season starts, you know, the Cyclones are going to have no trouble fielding a team and being very, very competitive out there. You know, moving on to St. Cloud. St. Cloud is just a nice university overall, set in, you know, rural St. Cloud. And such tradition there with the Huskies. Their head coach, Nick Kirik, you know, does a great job with the Huskies, and being able to recruit into a tough pipeline in such a tough conference, he's really done a good job with that program, attracting top players from the state over to St. Cloud and really turning that program into something that was middle of the pack, on the verge of being, you know, upper echelon, right there with the Gophers and the Bulldogs. I remember we had just some great battles with St. Cloud State. We had a battle, a great game with them over at St. John's one year, and it came right down to the wire. And I just remember the grit that the Huskies played with, just a great scrappy team, did things fundamentally sound, and we're just really, really tough to play with. I always enjoyed playing St. Cloud State, just being from St. John's, you know, it's a little bit of a border battle, them only being, you know, 8 miles from Collegeville. So we had a lot of fun playing them. You know, everybody pretty much knew everybody. Schools being so close together geographically. So that was a lot of fun. Get into Minnesota State, Mankato, the Mavericks. Got a little soft spot for the Mavericks. I had the great opportunity to coach there 2 years ago with then head coach Tom Corey. Talk about Tom here a little bit in a little while. Head coach now is Connor King. Connor was our goalie when I was defensive coordinator there. And Connor was a great goalie. He was a great leader. He's going to do absolutely tremendous things for that program. They were right on the verge of cracking into the conference playoff championship last year. Had a tough go of it, I think, with Minnesota Duluth there in the conference semifinals. But they're right on the verge, and Connor's going to do a great job recruiting. They've got a very good core there with some core players that we had come in. And they're really looking to do great things with that program. And it really started when they hired Tom Corey. I think this would be 3 years ago now. He was there for 2 seasons. Anybody who's familiar with the Division I lacrosse circuit knows Tom Corey's name. He's a 2-time All-American from Syracuse University, and had the great privilege to coach with him for that season and learned a lot from Tom. And the players loved playing for him. He brought a new system, new style, new attitude to Mankato, and we really prospered that first season. And they did even more in his second season. And he just did a great job getting things going there. And he left great things in place for our now head coach, Connor King. And that program is going to be very, very dangerous. I don't think they're mentioned in any of the national polls as of yet this year, but they should be. And I think they're right on that verge of a top 25 team. They've got outstanding talent. They've got face-off guys. They've got defense. Now, I'm going to be tough replacing Connor. Connor was a great goalie. He might be a year or two out now, but very solid in the net. His teams are going to be very sound defensively. He's got a good mind and he's just going to do absolutely great things for Minnesota State, man. Cato, very excited for the Mavericks season to come, and I'm excited for Connor. He's going to do great there. Just you couldn't ask for a better ambassador and head coach for Minnesota State, man. Cato. Moving on to the University of Minnesota, another Minnesota State Mankato connection there. Rich Limpert is the head coach for the Golden Gophers. I got a chance to know Rich as an alumni of the Mavericks program, and Rich has done great things with the Gopher program, really resurrecting them from mediocrity in the early to mid-2000s. He's really got that program turned around. He's getting in the state's boot chip players coming in. He's had two really outstanding recruiting classes, 2014 and now in 2015. And he's going to give Minnesota Duluth all they can handle for that conference championship this year. And one of the things that you should note on the Division I side in the UMLC, because there's five teams, Marquette University used to be the sixth team, but they have since gone varsity Division I. And that leaves a number of uneven teams and takes away that automatic bid to the national tournament that they had while there were six teams. So every win in this conference is very important, and one loss can maybe mean the difference between making it in and not making it in. So when you're talking Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth, you know, whoever wins that head-to-head game in the regular season, and then if they meet up in the conference championship, you know, a sweep can mean in and one loss can mean out. Very important, but getting back to Rich Limpert and his Gophers, they've just got an outstanding program, you know, with the construction of TCF Bank Stadium facility. They play three or four games at the bank every year, and it's just a great recruiting tool to bring top talent in, you know, to play inside the big Division I football stadium is outstanding. And a great recruiting tool for them. Even when they play inside the bubble, just behind the football practice area in the outdoor track and field stadium, it's a great place to play. So, you know, just a lot of recruiting tools in place there at the University of Minnesota for Rich. You know, they're another university that's right on the doorstep to probably jump Division I varsity with Michigan making the jump, and the Big Ten already in place at the Division I level. I don't think the University of Minnesota is going to be too far away. I think Indiana University is kind of in a similar spot, looking to follow suit in the very near future. Pete Nelson has done a great job over there. We'll get into Indiana and their conference in another show. But very excited to see the U of M play. I think we're actually going to have one of their games on the Laxalon Radio channel here. We'll play one of their games early on this season, do some play-by-play action. That'll be a lot of fun. And then last but not least, Minnesota Duluth. Yeah, they're coached by Sam Whitman. Sam inherited a great Bulldog program, so much tradition there, perennial in the MCLA Division I National Tournament. I believe they're ranked 19-20-21 in the preseason. Preseason last year, they made an absolutely outstanding run in the first round. I think they drew the last seed getting in. I think they ended up playing Colorado Buffaloes and almost won that game, losing just by one or a couple goals right at the end, if my memory serves correctly. But just a great program there, and excited for this UMLC Division I conference to get going. And if you're in Minnesota, check out one of these games. Get on mcla.us website. Check out the conference schedule and the games. Get to TCF Bank. Get to St. Cloud State for one of their tournaments. It's going to be a very, very excellent brand of lacrosse. Have a great show so far, folks. I really appreciate everybody listening in. Let's switch you over to the Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference's Division II side of things. Now, this is comprised of six teams now, and there is an automatic bid on the D2 side. So the conference champion of the tournament will get an automatic bid into the Division II National Tournament. This, folks, is the premier lacrosse conference in NCAA Division II. There's not a better conference or brand of lacrosse inside NCAA Division II. I'm going to start rattling off schools' names here, and right away you're going to go, wow, I need to get to this conference tournament because it is going to be outstanding. And you know what? If you're saying that, you are right. It is going to be absolutely the best lacrosse tournament action in the country. You've got the Bethel Royals out of Arden Hill, and that program has come a long way. I called their game with St. John's University in the first round of the playoffs, and head coach Travis Sanders, you know, he's got a great foundation there. He's got a goalie over there that is outstanding. So look for the Bethel Royals to continue building on their tradition. They're relatively, you know, newer program, kind of in and out of the league over the years. We had some good battles with them when I played. I had some great memories going out to Arden Hills and playing in the rain and the mud in a great battle with Buffalo. So that was always fun. Right now, I think in the Division II poll, North Dakota State is number 3. Zach Bosch has done an outstanding job up in Fargo with the Bison. He has really turned that program around and got them on the national stage, into the national tournament, I think, the last 3 years for sure, and done some damage in the national tournament. They are just right on the verge from winning a national championship. And to tell you the truth, I'm not going to count them out of being in that national championship game this year. That is how deep and talented they are. They return a whole bunch of starters from last year, just a very deep and talented bench. I think their defense is going to be the key to see how far they go, but if their defense gets it figured out on a consistent basis and they get that great goaltending when they need it, I don't know if there's a team that can hang with the Bison. Looking over at St. Olaf College, the Olies down in Northfield, head coach Hank Martoski, you know, is trying to get that program headed in the right direction. Olies have long tradition in the NCAA as well, as long as everybody else. And, you know, the Olies, they're a tough team. They're grinders. They play hard. They play physical. One of those teams that, you know, when you're going into that game, that it's going to be physical, and that if you're gonna win, it's going to take a really good effort because of the hard-nosed way that they play. You got a newcomer coming into the league this year. We're all very excited to have Winona State Warriors come into the UMLC Division II Conference. They've been around playing in other club leagues. I think they're in the Great Lakes Lacrosse League for the last little while. Corey Childs is taking over that program and bringing them up to new levels. We're excited to have Winona hop into the conference. Don't know a whole lot about them other than we're happy to have them in the league and from them coming in the future. You know, now we get to the top two teams, not only in the conference, but in the country. And with all due respect, you got to give a ton of respect to the University of St. Thomas, the Tommies, 4-time national championship. They've been there 6 times altogether, lost 2 very close games in the national championship. Anybody who knows anything about NCAA knows Coach Pete Moosberger. He has now since stepped aside after last season, turning the ropes over to Brian Gross. But when you talk about lacrosse tradition, you talk about St. Thomas. Talk about them, you know, 3 championships in a row, 3 championships in 4 years, great dynasty over there. You can't say enough about what Coach Moosberger has done for St. Thomas, for Minnesota lacrosse, and for the MCLA. Just an outstanding program over in St. Paul at the campus of St. Thomas University. And last but not least, you got to go with my Johnny, St. John's University, out of Collegeville. A little bit biased here. You know, that's my team. That's my guys, proud alumni from that program, Derek Dean, is coming back for another year. He's National Coach of the Year last year. The Johnnies lost in the national championship game, 12-11 to a great Grand Valley State University team. That was an outstanding game. Play on mcla.us's website. Just a great game. Anybody could have won that game right down to the end. Grand Valley State got the goal and they needed it and comes up with the championship. But the Johnnies, with a deep tradition and desire to work hard and just everything that comes with being a Johnny, you know, they're just a program that is always going to be there right to the end. They've got an outstanding recruiting class coming in this year, talented freshmen coming not from only from Minnesota but all over the world. You've got, in my mind, the Division II Player of the Year in Ben Martinek from Arizona State University on the MCLA Division I side. Got to see him play a ton last year, and he had a fabulous year, just an outstanding year for the Johnnies last year. And I see him not only repeating as MCLA Division II Player of the Year, but this time finishing the journey and guiding the Johnnies to that Division II National Championship. I really feel that the Johnnies have unfinished business this year, and their focus is to get back to that national championship game and finish the journey for the seniors that graduated last year that came up short, for the incoming freshmen, and for the tradition of St. John's. I think they've got the talent they bring back. Defensively, a solid core of defenders. Olsen in net is outstanding. One of the best goalies in the nation for sure. You know, it's going to be a great finish. And you're talking Upper Midwest Lacrosse Conference Division II tournament. Like I said earlier, you are going to want to be at that tournament. North Dakota State, St. John's, St. Thomas, all vying for the conference championship. Top three teams in the country right now. Three out of four. Grand Valley State, I think, is number one in the polls again. St. John's number two, North Dakota State number three. University of St. Thomas comes in at number of teams in the country are in the UMLC Division II. And you just don't find that in any other conference. So this is the elite conference. These are the elite schools. And the national champion will come out of the UMLC. And in my preseason call, trying not to be biased, looking at returners, strength of schedule, I'm gonna say it's gonna be St. John's winning their first national championship. And to tell you the truth, I very well think they could be playing against another conference team. It's very possible that St. Thomas or North State could end up on the opposite side of the bracket from the Johnnies, and there could be an all Minnesota national championship. So very, very exciting stuff coming up this season. Take just a quick look at, see if we can get to some of the key games here on the Division II side. St. John's at Elon here in Minnesota, part of a great tournament that I think the Waxworm Radio Network is going to have a lot of coverage on, so you're not going to want to miss that game. North Dakota State, a huge game at Concordia University in St. Paul. That game is going to be Saturday, March 14th, 8:30 p.m. And then, of course, you don't want to miss the St. John's Connor showdown in St. Paul. That is going to be a great one. Make sure you check out that game. The Johnny Tommy game, you're not going to see a better rivalry in all of sports, and especially on the lacrosse side. That game is in St. Paul at Oshawgamesinney Stadium on the campus of University of St. Thomas, Friday, April 10, 7 p.m. St. Thomas University, St. John's University, Johnny Tommy battle. It's going to be great. Last time they met in the regular season last year, I called it. The game went to overtime. It was an overtime thriller won by the Johnnies, and I expect this year to be no different. Well, folks, unfortunately, that is all the time we have tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show, and tune in next week as we're going to have another exciting show talking MCLA, Division I and Division II lacrosse. For the Laxworm Radio Experience Network, you've been listening to Laxville Live, and I'm your host, Dan Power. Thanks for listening.